smoke coming from the building of the World Trade Center. Also, send me just about anything that you got in this direction.
This is 2-1. He's sending all of my units to the Verrazano Bridge. I don't know what's going on. What's going on, please?
Let me get at least 1 or 2 units to respond to West Street and World Trade Center buildings ASAP.
I have one patient at this time with third-degree burns to 90% of his body.
Citywide, the tower just collapsed.
Quarter Citywide, second building down.
Proceed with the priority message. Identify yourself.
Care supervised. I have a fireman who is hearing an explosion live over here, severely injured.
That is just some of the interactions and the communications on that chaotic day of 9/11, 22 years ago. Frank Siller's heard it all, seen it all, talks to the survivors that, and helps the families like nobody else. Tunza Towers CEO and founder, Frank Siller, started the organization because your brother Stephen did not survive 9/11. He ran through the towers full gear, through the tunnel, full gear to the towers. Great to see you today. There's nobody more important that gets it more than you today. What are your thoughts right now?
You know, just listening to your intro in there, listen to the many stories and sounds of 9/11 and how crazy it was and how hectic it was. And, you know, it was just so unbelievable. You couldn't even realize it was happening while it was happening. It was surreal. But I go right back. Like on this day, it's just very sad for me, my family. I know exactly when my brother died, when the South Tower came down. There was no doubt when it came down that my brother was in there. I didn't know at that point that he had gotten there, that he'd run through the tunnel, as you just said. But when I was home in my house, I gathered my brothers and my sisters together because I knew how horrific the day was going to turn out to be. And
are you the oldest?
My brother Stephen was the youngest of seven. I was the next youngest, and wow. I was 14 years older than Stephen.
Wow.
My brother Russ was almost 25 years older. So my brother Russ, my brother George, my sister Mary, my sister Gina, myself, my brother-in-law, my son, you know, were all in my living room. And I got a phone call, and it was from a firefighter, Richie Obermeyer, who lived two doors away from my brother Stephen in Staten Island. And he called me up and he says, "Hey, Frank, it's Richie. I just want to let you know that it's bad down here." I said, "Yeah, Richie, I'm looking. I could see it. I'm with my family." And he goes, "You know, it's really bad." I said, "I know, Richie." I said, "I could see it." And he goes, "You know, Stephen's on the list of missing firefighters." I said, "I know, Richie. I've been talking to the fire department. I've been calling. I've been trying to call Stephen." And he says, "No, Frank, you don't understand. Nobody's coming home." And I had to go back in, and my daughter just wrote me a note about an hour ago. She was 13 years old at the time as my youngest, now a mother of three and 35, and that she saw me drop my head when I got that call.
Wow.
And I had to go in the other room and tell my siblings. My sister Gina, overcome with emotion, fell to the floor. We held each other. We tried to get off the floor, and we did. We got off the floor realizing that our next job was to make sure that Sally, Stephen's wife, and the five kids and my brother left behind were – we had to be there for them. And then shortly after, we decided – you know, I said to my sister-in-law, "Can we start a foundation to honor what Stephen did?" I
mean, how soon?
You know, I'm going to say that I personally had the thought – a week or so after 9/11. But within a couple of weeks, I did talk to Sally, and I said, "Is it okay?" I wanted her blessing. I said, "You don't have to do anything. You got the five kids. You know, we're older. You know, we're much older. I was almost 50. You know, the rest of my brothers and sisters were, you know, 52, 55, you know, 60. And I said, we'll do it. We'll do it. And I said, we're just going to honor what Stephen did and to remember not just him, but all the firefighters and everyone that perished that day." And she gave it the blessing. And by December of that year, we were already incorporated as a 501(c).
Wow.
And we didn't know what we were going to do. And so a friend of Stephen, Billy Codd, God rest his soul, called me up one day and said, "Frank, how about if you have a run?" I said, Billy, I don't want to do a dinner, a golf, a run. I said, a run, it's beautiful, because it's beautiful, but, where? And he goes, no, not just any run. How about we go through the tunnel like Stephen did? Talk about overcome with emotion. I couldn't even speak. And, when you know the right thing in life, mm-hmm. you know exactly the right thing in life, you have no choice but to do it. And that's why we do the run every year, the last Sunday in September, September 24th this year. And we'll have nearly 40,000 people running now wow. going through that tunnel.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.
And so did you get sanctioned by like the New York City Marathon people? You just do it.
We just did it. We had people laughing at us saying, you guys don't know anything about putting a run on, putting an event on. I said, yeah, but don't worry. I was a businessman. I was a bit of an entrepreneur. And I wasn't worried about it because, once again, when you hear the right thing, you have no choice. You just have to do it.
And now how big is it?
Like I said, nearly 40,000 people. We have firefighters from all over the country that come in. I mean, thousands of them running gear. And police officers as well. And how many men and women that serve our country come in rucks, rucket. And 2,500 West Point cadets run through the tunnel
wow.
chanting, and they stand there as an honor guard for our injured service members that we go off, an hour before the run really starts. We have all the injured guys and women that, that we built smart homes for, go first. And so it was just the right thing to do. Look, we decide to build smart homes for our country's most catastrophically injured because the first ever was from Staten Island, Brenda Morocco. I was there visiting him. I said, can we build you a home? And once you built that home, you have no choice anymore.
You got to keep going.
You got to keep on going. Lou and Ramos, when they were assassinated, mm-hmm. Detectives Lou and Ramos.
And now you're doing first responders, cops, everybody.
When they were in December of 2014, when we paid off their mortgages the Christmas before, we knew it was the right thing, and now we're doing hundreds a year.
Frank Silver, thanks so much. Great to see you. T2T.org. Help out Tunnel to Towers.
Listen to the show ad-free on Fox News Podcast Plus, on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music with your Prime membership, or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.